ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
We're still continuing on our Winning Faith series, and tonight I just want to also share from my heart how to write your ticket with God, how to steer up your faith, how to live a life of faith. There are basic things that we must just come into an awareness of. God on his own part is not a man that he should lie. Neither is it the Son of Man that he should repent, as he said it. So that's his word. Numbers 23:19. Is not a man that he should lie. Romans 3:2 says, let every man be a liar, and but let God be true. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So God does not lie. Everyone who worship him in spirit and in truth was aligned to that fact, John 4:24. So tonight, we'll just share, if you're living a life of faith, it's like you're writing a ticket, you're taking a trip, and you can actually write your own ticket. God's word is true. He doesn't change his mind. God's word is eternal. He has endured through all these ages. God's word, we outlast everything we can think of. If we have any challenge in our life today, God's word has the capacity to outlast it. It says, so shall my word that has been sent out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void. It shall not return unto me powerless, but it shall accomplish the purpose wherefore I have sent it to. That's Isaiah 55 from verses 9 to 11. So God's word never fails. Its end, it never fails. The grass will wither, the flower will fade, but God's word abides forever. So Isaiah 40 verse 8. So today, we just look at it, because faith is an act. It's an act. You can have what you say. That's what Jesus said. You can have what you say. Mark 11:23-24. Assume this posture. Have the God kind of faith. And what is the God kind of faith? He speaks to situation. He said, and he says, you panting, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea. And I think this is one aspect of our faith that many people are reluctant to do. Many people believe the word of God. Many people believe that the word of God is true. But to see it active, to partner with it, to see its effect and active participation in our lives, many people have that challenge. And today, I just want to share basic things. It's the word of God is simple. The Bible talks about the simplicity that is in Christ. And then faith is an action. I can go to the gym. I can eat all the food I want to eat. But if I don't exercise, it does my body no good. If I keep eating and I don't move, over time, develop diseases as a result of me not moving around. So we take in the word of God, we meditate upon the word of God, but we need to also practice it. We need to actively put it to work. God's word has many varied subjects. There is the subject of faith itself, the subject of healing, the subject of abundance, the subject of preservation, provision, the subject of living a life, a victorious life. So we must exercise ourselves in the word of God. There is a story which I want to take as a test today. If you have your Bible, please open with me to Numbers chapter 13. Numbers chapter 13. I'll just draw out some salient points out of the passage and for us to look at. Numbers chapter 13. Let me give us a preview into that story. Numbers chapter 13 as a story. Moses, the servant of the Lord, was living in the reality of the prophetic world. To the land that God has promised, the land of Canaan. So God gave him instruction, that's the background to this story, to go spy the land. And sometimes in our own lives, God gives us opportunity to see what is to come. Maybe through the prophetic world, while studying, while listening to a message, while involved in a discussion, maybe a Bible study discussion, or just talking to people generally, or even watching or listening to other things. And then God begins to steer your heart towards what is possible. And it causes you to see with your inner heart. So Moses asked that they go spy the land. In verse 21, they went up, spy out the land from the wilderness of Zin as far as Rehoboth, near the entrance of Hamath. So they spy the land, and then they got to verse 23. Then they came to the valley of Heshkol, and they cut down a branch with one cluster of grain, and they carry. If you can see whatever that testimony is in our side, they cut down just a branch, and then one person cannot carry it. It took two people to carry it. What else do you have to give you an evidence that that land is indeed a green land? And then they return from spying out the land. So whatever that large expanse of land, they were so consumed for about 40 days. You can read, for example, you can read the scripture, meditate on the scripture, and then your faith is here for many days. For many days. As a matter of fact, what Joshua 1:8 encouraged us was that the book of the law must not depart from our mouth, but we meditate on it day and night, that we may observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then we shall make our way prosperous, and then we shall have good success. I can remember in my own life, and it's still what is happening. You read the word of God, you meditate upon the word of God, not necessarily because there are issues in your life, but you do. But peradventure in the future or somehow, something just breaks loose. What I have found out personally is that out of the deposit of the word of God in your heart, your heart just stood at that time, and there are basic instructions based on what you have read, because God can't do anything in our lives outside His word. He cannot. He cannot give you direction if you're not acquainted with His word. So these people went and they saw what I can call, they saw what looked like the signs, like Job said, at the scent of water. They just know that something good is about this land. But look at what happened to them. Verse 30. Then Caleb quieted the people. But when they came back, they gave a different report, even though they had evidences from the land. Today we have evidences from the word of God, because God has dealt with our patriarch of faith in the times of old. There were enough evidences. They brought the graves, the ground. Yet, there was that aspect of their faith that they didn't write well. They didn't write the ticket. They didn't stir it up. They allowed the prevailing situation, the size of the problem. They allowed the challenges of the terrain. They allow it to becloud the testimony that they had, that indeed God has given them the land. You know what they now said in verse 30? Caleb had to quiet the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it." That's the steering of the spirit of faith. Today, please, when you study the word, when you get acquainted with the word of God, there is a stirring in your heart for evidence. And please, I want you to go ahead and follow through it. You must follow through it. You know, they said, we are not able. That was their confession. But two people dare to be different. They match their present situation and circumstances, what they can see. They match it with the invisible store which resides in God. They said, God has given us this land. Look at Numbers chapter 14. I love what the Bible says. I mean, it was like Joshua, the son of Nun, from verse 8. He said, the land we pass through to spy out is an exceedingly good land. That's verse 7. He said, if the Lord delights, the Lord has delighted the land, then they will bring us into this land, a land which flows with milk and honey. He said, only do not rebel against the Lord, nor fear of the people of the land, for their bread and their protection have departed from them. And the Lord is with us, do not fear them. And that takes me to what I actually want to talk about today. I mean, that was a good introduction for us. And it will just corroborate what I'm talking about today. That the fact that faith always has a good report. Faith, your faith, my faith, when we allow it to be stirred up, rooted in the Word of God, it will bring forth good report. It doesn't matter what the prevailing situation and circumstances are, faith will always have a good report, especially when we refuse to focus on the natural. We are well able, that's a language of faith. Let us go up at once, that is a language of faith. The Lord is with us. He has given us the land. That is the language of faith. And so we need to understand that. We need to have that release from our mouth, from our confession. You can turn your faith loose with God. You can write your ticket with God. You can steer the spirit of faith to come into action in your life. So faith is revealed in our disposition towards God and His Word. And it's an active word. It's not a passive thing. Faith is an active word. And the truth is that when we believe, we actually believe. When we don't believe, then it means we don't believe. But what strengthens our heart through life is the confidence we repose in the Word of God, in the God of the Word, in His promises, which are yes and amen for us in Christ Jesus. So, what is the challenge today? You want to stay at the spirit of faith. Take time to train your spirit man. Take time to develop it. I mean, if you go to the gym, if I need biceps and all these things that people use as the physical manifestation or show of power, I need to go to the gym every day. I need to exercise myself. I need to discipline myself about what I eat, what I drink, where I go. So it's like a discipline. I must apply myself to it. I must engage in it. If you want the spirit of faith to steer, to break loose in your life, you must engage the Word of God. You must. You know what Joshua 1:8 says? In the Amplified Translation. I love the last line. He said that we may know how to deal wisely in the affairs of this world. When we take in the word, when we apply ourselves to the Word of God, we will know how to deal wisely. How to deal wisely. You know, there's something in the world that is called common sense. But the truth is that it is not common. Because if it is common, everybody will apply themselves to that kind of sense and they will move. I mean, they will gain motion in their lives. But because it is not common, it's like the hidden wisdom. A lot of people, after they have made stupid decisions, that's when they realize that there is no application of common sense. But you and I can have this unusual sense in the Word of God. He said that we may know how to deal wisely in their fears of this world, in the affairs of this world. So there are many things the Word of God has given us. So what do we need to do? We need to take delight in the Word of God. If you want to write our ticket, if you want to steer our faith, we must take delight in the Word of God. Because in the Word of God, what people are running out for after in the natural is actually in the world. Prosperity is in the world. Wealth is in the world. Peace of mind is in the word. Good pleasure is in the word. I mean, in the word of God, you can find comfort, you can find safety, you can find deliverance, you can find victory. So we need to meditate upon the word. We need to meditate upon it. We need to mutter it to ourselves. We need to say it with a sense of repetition. I mean, there are things people do. Once you say your spirit man receiving, it affects your thinking. And then, I mean, the physical manifestation is inevitable. So the word of God is actually the food to your spirit man. And in the natural, we eat almost people, everybody I know, except maybe in the land where the people suffer the want of food. There is hunger. Everyone, every human being I know, they eat every day. Like I said, except in those lands. Why? The natural food is the food to our physical body. Our body is made from the dust. And so we must feed it with the dust every day. So the dust, you might say, oh, I don't eat dust. If you eat the staple foods that we have, rice, beans, whatever it is, in whatever nation that you are in, those foods are made. These days, maybe they are made, they are generated, but whichever way, everything still comes from the soil. So the spirit man, which was what man is actually, man is a spirit, also has his own food. So the word of God is the food to the spirit man. To the spirit man. So the word of God helps us to feed our spirit to a place where our spirit dominates the natural circumstances of life. So how do you steer your faith? How do you write your own ticket? How do you do things so that we can know? You know what the Bible says in 1 Timothy 4:13? Meditate upon these things. Give yourself wholly to them. And he said, the heaviness of your profiting shall appear to all. Excuse me. So what do you do? Four things I want to tell you today. Number one, if you want to steer your faith, you learn how to speak it. So say it, how to speak the word of God. So I call this one, say it. Say it. Say it. That woman and that we read about, we call a woman with an issue of blood. And she said, the Bible says, she said within her, if I may touch the hem. So you have to see it inside. You have to see the things working. So, and then it informs your confession, what you say out of your mouth. When you say something like, it is not possible, the truth is that you have lowered the potency of your spirit man to help you find solution in that circumstance. But when you say, this is possible, even though in the natural, it doesn't look like it is possible, the wisdom of God will flow into your heart and you will see solutions. So you must, what do you do with the word of God? In writing your own ticket, in steering your faith, you learn to say it. Psalm 103 says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And if you say sickness, you probably see sickness. If you say health and wholeness, that's probably be your experience in life. If you say, I have the peace of mind, I am prosperous, it's likely that you will attract opportunity in life. If you say, oh, I don't know what is happening to me, probably that's what you get. Probably you won't know what is happening to you. If you say things like, these are the common things people say when they are under pressure. They say, I'm losing my mind. It's likely that that may be the testimony at the end of the day. So one thing, the step that you need to, if you want to have victory in your finances, in your healing, in your health, in your well-being, as it were, you must learn to say the word of God. There is God's word side. He has fulfilled it. But there is also your own man word side. The God word side plus man word side, that's what gives us victory. Really. It says the Bible talks about that woman. Someone told her about Jesus. So she had. And today we have the Bible that is speaking about the word of God, that is speaking about the person of Jesus and what he's capable to do. When we talk lack, we talk sickness, we talk inadequacy, we talk disappointment, the truth is that brother, sister, That is what we will get. Secondly, we not only say, we do it. What's the point in going to the gym if I can't exercise myself? What's the point in applying myself to something if I will not do it? The Bible talks about it, that we should not be hearers of the word only, James 1:22, but doer of the same. And doing the word require effort. So we say it. It requires, the Bible says, is the work. The man who engages himself in this work, W-O-R-K, shall be blessed in all his ways. So faith is now. So you must do it. If you indeed believe, you have meditated upon the word of God that talks about your health, that talks about your finances, that talks about how to turn your faith loose, maybe from sadness into joy, then you do it. You exercise the joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength, so you exercise it. I mean, joy is different from happiness. Happiness is circumstantial. So if I have money, I will be happy. If I don't have money, I will not be happy. But joy is that assurance that where within you, I may not have money physically, but I am wealthy because of the word of God says so, I believe so, and it is inevitable. Opportunities to turn that into wealth will come my way. Number three things that you do, you receive it. You receive it. So you say it, you do it, and you receive it. You believe you receive now. And so you keep thanking him. Mark 11 talks about it. He said, have that kind of 23, 24. He said, when you pray, you believe that you receive and you shall have it. You shall have it. You shall have it. So the posture of faith, sharing of your faith means you receive it. It does not matter the contrary evidence. If God says it, we believe it, that settles it, and then we walk in the reality of it. As long as the heart remains, Genesis 8:22, seed, time, harvest shall not cease. God watches over his word to perform it in our lives. And lastly today, you tell it. You tell it. This woman, I mean, spoke to people about Jesus. That woman with the issue of blood, everybody knew it. So she was able to tell it. She tell it. She received. And so she just mentioned it. And in another woman, in John chapter 4, we call her the Samaritan woman. She went to the whole city to proclaim it. So her part of the sharing of her faith is, we not only say what the word of God says, we not only do what the word of God says, we not only receive what the word of God says, but we also tell it. We call it testimony. In other words, we are first witnesses of the efficacy of this word. So God will do everything he says he will do in his word. And if you will believe him for all that he has said, he can do it in your life. I love what the Bible says in Psalm 138, verse 2. It says, for you have exalted your word above your name. I mean, God's name is awesome. God's name is powerful on its own. But he also exalts his word above his name. I don't know the issues around your life today. All I'm saying this evening is that you can learn how to write your own ticket with God. God has an amazing journey for your life, for my life. He said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you a future and a hope. That's Jeremiah 29, verses 11 to 13. He said, in case you are not aware of this, he said, you will go and pray unto me, and I will answer. Yeah, and I will, after you have prayed, I will show you, I will come true for you. I pray that the Lord will come true for you, even at this season of your life. I mean, I may not know, many people around you may not know, but God, whose everything is naked before him, knows you, knows everything that pertains to you. As a matter of fact, one of the assurances that he has given in his word So when even one strand of your hair drop off, he's mindful of it. He has the number in place. Some of us have lost our hair, or we are losing our hair, but still, every strand that drops, God is interested in it. You are the apple of his eyes, Zechariah says through, and then you are the object of his affection. So God loves you. God has a plan for your life. And whatever the case may be today, do not give up. Do not lose hope. Do not faint, because he is interested in you more than you are interested in your life. God bless you.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,